Welcome. We're going to learn Mishnah Gimel. So far, going in order. We'll see after that. All right, so Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, also a well-known Mishnah. Antigonus Ish Socho, Kibbal Mishim and Hatzadik. The last Mishnah we learned on Tzadik, Hai Omer. So now we're in the next line, the Anshe Knesset Hagdola of Antigonus Ish Socho. And he received from the Mesorah from Shimon HaTzadik, who I Omer. He would often say, he would live by the statement, Al tiyuha kelvin shamshin as a rab amanas the kabel pras, which don't be like servants who serve their master in order they should, they're serving their master in order they should get a reward. Ella, rather, havi kavadim shamshin as a rab shalom anas the kabel pras, you should serve your master to, not to, without the sake of reward, via mora shemayim aleichem. And within that mindset, you should have Yiras Shemayim. So look, that'll be a major question. What's the connection between the end of the mission, the beginning of the mission, the Mekabel Pras versus Yiras Shemayim? But the first thing to work out is there's a big discussion here in the Rishonim about what the proper girsa, what the proper exact wording of this mission is. So the way we have it, and we'll as we translated it, it says that we shouldn't be Avadim, we shouldn't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the reward in the end. That shouldn't be the motivation for our service. Rather, we should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ella hadi kavadam hamisham shenas harav shalom and as the kal pras, without the need for reward. So I think I put on the sheet, but the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam both discuss this girsa. I picked Rabbeinu Yonah. So where you put one word makes all the difference.
I don't know why the double lashon.
Couldn't
they just have said?
That's going to depend on this issue of the girsa. But yeah, they could have said. Exactly. So let's. One girsa is definitely going to answer your question. I think your question will still stand according to the other opinion, and we'll try to work it out. So let's see. Rabbeinu Yonah says, yes.
Why is it harav?
Harav. It's not a mashal.
Yeah, but why not? If you're saying it's your boss, right?
Yeah.
There were other
master.
Words.
Yeah, your master. You could use Adam.
Yeah.
So that's a good question. Also, that I didn't see discussed. You'd have to look in the Mefarshim and be more careful with, which I guess you are also, with every word, and every word being its proper place. We could check afterwards. I didn't see that discussed, but that is a good question. Think about that.
But it's not talking about a Kadosh Baruch
Hu? No, it's a mashal. It is talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's using a mashal. It's using a mashal of a servant.
Of Adam.
What do you mean? It doesn't make sense? Why would it say Adam? In other words,
Adon.
Like master.
Adon.
Yes, meaning, it's talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the mission doesn't say you should serve Hashem. It says you should be like servants of a master, of a Rav. So it's a mashal for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in the mashal, Isaac's saying we could have used a better word of Adon. So let's see these two gear selves. Okay, fine. So, please think. So,
there must be some significance to using the word Rav. That's all my
question. So he says, Rabbeinu Yonah, Yesh Omrim, She'en la'ovir as Hashem Yisbarach V'yis'al la'amanas shalol l'kabel pras, Ki'en la'adam la'asos ha'mitzah al'dash shalol yil pras aleihem. The mission doesn't mean that you shouldn't do anything without reward. Of course you should have reward in mind. It's not possible. Is it possible to think that people are going to do mitzvos and they're not going to have the sake of the reward in their mindset and their motivation at all? El hachi garsinan, shelo amanas lekabel pras, which is the way it's printed in our Mishnayos also. Right? Have kavadam hamisham shesarav, shelo amanas lekabel pras. Perush, shelo yasa hamitzvah b'shul pras. You shouldn't do the mitzvos for the reward alone. Of course you should think, I saved your seat, of course you should think and realize that you're gonna get schar, you're gonna get payment for your hard work. But rather he wants to say, no, let's keep the old girsa. His old girsa is having misham shenas arav amanas shalol lekabel pras. So it's where you put the shalol, right? It says ella. The way we have it is ella ha'kavadam misham shenas arav shalol amanas lekabel pras. Without the, we should do it with the intentions of that we should. We're only getting reward. Right? We can focus on the reward, but we shouldn't have both. But if you have the way Rabbeinu Yonah has it, the girsa reads, it's Eli Hadikavadam Misham Shenas Arav Amanas Shalom Lekabel Pras. So you put the Shalom and the Amanas, you flip them. Right? The way we have it, Shalom Amanas Lekabel Pras, means that you shouldn't solely have the reward in mind. The way if you flip the Shalom and the Amanas, it reads Amanas with the with the conditions of Shalola Kalapras, to not get any reward, meaning you should erase the reward from your mind entirely. So he thought first, the first way of going makes more sense. Of course, we should and we need the motivation of reward in our service of Hashem. But then he says, you know what, I could keep it the way it is. I like the way I have it, where it's specifically with the intentions of not having any reward at all.
But you don't get reward in Olam Haba.
Okay, hold that question for 3 minutes.
No, but you can't connect.
If you
No one said anything about Olam Hazeh. Who said anything about Olam Hazeh? We didn't say anything about Olam Hazeh. Let's say, for now, we'll assume Olam Haba. We're talking about Olam Haba. When you do a mitzvah, and you know that the reward, there will be reward for that mitzvah, but when you think about
Olam Haba, what's so bad about wanting to get Olam
exactly.
Haba?
Exactly.
So that's so bad with wanting to get a prize. That's Olam Haba.
So, but you always have that in mind.
Well, so
that's exactly what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. But he's about to shake your world a little bit, and he's gonna re-examine things where we're gonna ignore the process entirely. But right now we're saying that if our main motivation, if you ask me, the reason why I'm doing mitzvahs is that I should solely get reward in Olam Haba, that's not appropriate according to anybody. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the reason why I'm doing mitzvahs is because I'm serving Hashem for the sake of service of Hashem, and it's a good bonus that I should get reward. And of course, when I pick up my lulav, I'm excited to do the Ratzon Hashem, and I'm also excited that I know that through this simple act, you know, only spending $80, and I'm going to be able to shake a lulav and get such schar, so that is also part of my motivation for doing mitzvahs. There's a famous story about the Vilna Gaon, that at the end of his life, he was crying, and he was holding his tzitzis, I think the way they say the story, and he was crying, and his talmidim said, Rebbe, why are you crying? What are you nervous about? You know that you're going to go straight to Olam Haba, there's nothing to worry about. And he grabbed onto his tzitzis, and he said, yeah, but in the next world, so it's over. Whatever I've accomplished in my life, I've accomplished, there's nothing more I can do. He said, in this world, for a few kopecks, or whatever currency they used, for a very minimal amount of money, I could buy tzitzis, I could buy nitzchias, I could buy something that's going to last me forever. And he said, I'm crying because I lose that opportunity for such an easy thing. And you think, oh, to buy my lulav, it's such a... I have to go downstairs to the social hall and like handle everyone. But
We don't handle. It's one price for two. You already
whatever
paid.
It is. No, it's handle to get the right lulav. Get the right lulav. You have to
handle?
Be there first. Make sure you get
it. Cool for 8 o'clock to see all the people there at 6.
Exactly. Sure. That's exactly what I'm saying.
They open it up. They don't listen to what they say.
Handle for English. English. You have to handle it. Handle.
Exactly. So,
who did it?
I have a question.
Yes, Simi.
Do you do by doing mitzvah like shoveling people lawn on a snow day?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we talked about last week. Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim.
I'll give you my address.
that's a great example
I'll
of...
I'll give you my address, believe me.
Does he get a mitzvah?
I'll tell you, get a mitzvah.
Jackie, what's if he gets a mitzvah, he also gets paid.
So that's exactly what... It's a perfect question. That's exactly...
That's the pros.
That's the pros. So that's the first way of going, that they coexist, that we have service of Hashem Lishma, which we'll define, for its own sake. And, of course, I know in the back of my mind, or even someone in the front of my mind, that this will also give me schar in Olam Haba. But then Rabbeinu Yonah says, let's flip it. Let's go with the old girsa. Amanas shelo lekabel pras. I should do the mitzvah with the intention to not get any reward. Take the reward out of my mind. Avandir lomar kigisas asfarim hi ikr. Let's focus on the mashal. When you're an eved, you were purchased for this, and you were forced, or whatever reason you're an eved, into this lifestyle. You have no choice anymore. And the eved's not thinking, okay, if I do this job, I do a really good job, I'm going to get paid this much, and then maybe I'll get a promotion one day, and I have a whole ladder to work up. The eved's solely focused, I got to get this job done, and that's it. There's no pras. He gets his meal, and he gets a place to sleep, and that's it. That's why we're using this mashal. When a person serves Hashem, amanas shelo lekabel pras. You're like an eved. Ella, what is our motivating factor for service of Hashem? Chesed shegam lu kvar umnei malos harav shu roi lekach. He focuses on 2 points. One is a major theme that many Rishonim focus on, and then the other one is an interesting twist. He said, so what is our motivation? If it's not the pras in Olam Haba, if we're not serving Hashem, with the, even though we know that it will happen in the end, with our goal to get to Olam Haba. So what pushes us? Why is it that we serve Hashem and we're the, like these avadim in the mashal? He says two things. First of all, Hashem's done so much good for us. Even the most, our basic existence, and then everything thereafter from our basic existence, comes directly from the chesed of Hashem. Even, you know, when times are difficult, and things, the chesed is not seen as clearly, but the chesed is definitely there. So Hashem's, you know, the Nefesh HaChaim explains that even when a person does an Aveira, if you think about it, so Hashem's constantly, the whole world is based on, Hashem's constantly recreating the whole world, so to speak, and Hashem's sustaining us every second, right? If you pull the string for 1 second, then our entire existence is dependent on Him. So when a person does an Aveira, think about the rebellion that it is. He's asking Hashem, keep me alive, give me my strength, give me the ability to eat, to do whatever the Aveira is involved in. And Hashem's giving to you that moment, that life force, and then you're taking it with what He's just given you with such a great chesed, and you're putting it towards an Aveira. And the Chovas Lavavos points to this idea when he says, what is the main motivating factor of a person's Avodas Hashem? He says the kindness that Hashem gives us, and he goes through a person's whole life. It says if you think about how a person, he goes through in great detail how a person develops. If you think of, if you look at a newborn baby, how you really develop from nothing, being totally dependent on others, to being a self, what we consider, you know, we fool ourselves to say that we're totally self-dependent. All that, Hashem gives us such a great chesed. So in order to, all He asks from us, for all that He does for us, is just to keep His mitzvahs and serve Him. And the more we appreciate what Hashem's done for us, the more we can elevate ourselves to higher levels of avoda. And the second reason, he says, what is another motivating factor? Milos harav shuroy lekach. So we'll discuss this point more in full soon, but just to get the basic idea, what does it mean, milos harav shuroy lekach? Who's our master? Maybe, actually, this could be a good answer to Isaac's question. Why does it say Rav and not Adon? Maybe Adon connotes, you could be a regular master, you know, a guy who has one slave, two slaves, does simple, small tasks. Maybe a Rav connotes someone who has a huge industry, who's a huge factory, whatever it is, he's a very important, Rav is the Peir Shamilim, is a language of Chashivas, a very high stature, very important. If you're like the butler for the king of the country, so that's a different type of Eved than the guy who's, you know, picking cotton in the cotton fields. So similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forget the chesed that He's done for us, just think about who He is. We can't think about who He is. His greatness is beyond description, and we should be in awe every time we think about what it means, every time we daven, what it means to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we think about that, and we say, and He's asking us to do, like the Gra said, for a few dollars, to wear a pair of tzitzis, and that's all He's asking us to do. He's not asking us, it's within our reach. So we have such a great Rav who's asking us to do His avoda, so therefore we should serve Hashem out of that motivation. V'zui avodas Hashem me'ava. That is what it means to truly serve Hashem from love. Shenamar v'avadatas Hashem elkecha, izu avoda shleima b'nei adam, harotz l'shamish ohova b'nei ahavasa miyavim kadmonim, v'af miyadah shalo yitein lo pras, v'abba kizu yesh lo adam lo'oivas Hashem, al kein samach l'zev v'yemor shemayim aleichem. This is ava. What it means to love someone is if a marriage starts and the entire structure of the marriage is, you know, tit for tat, and I'm only doing this for you because you're going to do this for me, and it's chores, and right away you see there's something extremely flawed in the foundations of that marriage, and it probably won't last for so long. That's what the Mishnah says later in Perkei Avos, that ava that's inotli of a davar is true love, that if it's not dependent on other things. So if we could understand in a marriage how that makes a lot of sense, that that you're not taking out the garbage every day because you know you're going to get a good dinner in return. You're taking out because that's part of what you do.
Part of your responsibility.
Right. Well, you're getting good dinner. And the reason why your wife cooks you a very delicious dinner is because of the love between the two of you.
So wouldn't it be possible then somebody to waive their rights in Olam Haba? So that would be a true...
Yeah, so that's another story. So the grub, we're going to do, actually, we're talking a lot about...
Yeah. That would be against everything.
No, according to this reminds us of another story. There's a lot of grub tonight, so the grub, another famous story with the grub, that they, whatever, the important people in the community of Vilna, so their job was to go find the grub his esrog every year. So they went to, you know, in Vilna there weren't esrog orchards, they went to a far off town where they knew there'd be a good esrog, and they couldn't find the perfect esrog, and finally, you know, the esrog merchant was like holding off to show them the best ones. He was only showing him He was only showing him the lesser quality ones, and they saw in the back of the room, I said, let me see that esrog. He said, no, I can't show you that esrog, that's my esrog. And they saw it, and however they saw it, and they said, you know, we'll give you anything. This is the perfect esrog for the Vilna Gaon. Don't you want to have a part of his mitzvah? Please, we'll pay you, whatever it is, please participate in his mitzvah. And he stood his ground, and finally said only under one condition. If you tell the Vilna Gaon that I get all the schar that he's going to get from this mitzvah, I'm not going to get any schar. He's not going to get any schar. All the schar is going to go to me, then I'll give you the esrog. Otherwise, not. So they didn't know what to do with themselves. Should we say agree to this, not agree with this? If we agree to this, we're going to take this guy's esrog, and he's giving to us under those pretenses. What's going to happen when we tell the Vilna Gaon? He's going to lose his schar and his precious mitzvah of esrog. We don't know what to do, but they couldn't go back empty-handed. They felt they have to get the grah, his esrog. So they agreed. And they went back to the Vilna Gaon, and they told him this whole thing, and they were sweating and nervous. And his face lit up with a smile, and he was never excited. They never saw him so excited. And they said, what's going on? He said, finally, I've been waiting my whole life where I could really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'shma, where I know that the only reason I'm doing this mitzvah is because Hashem wants me to. I want to fulfill his ratzon. I want to fulfill love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here I have no schar in the mitzvah. I know the schar is going straight to some rich guy in a different town. And you see from the story, and it doesn't mean that a person should specifically say, Hashem wants us to have schar. Hashem, as we explained in the past, is a mativ. His whole role in this world is try to do good. But a person should reach the level where he doesn't care about it, and he'll get it. He knows in the back of his mind. But that is avodah shlema. In order to reach shlemus, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is to serve Hashem out of true love. And that's how he explains the end of the Mishnah. V'yemor Shemayim Aleichem. Why do we say Yirah Shemayim? Because the whole Mishnah is about Ava. We should be servants who love their master, who loves the Rav. And then it needs to tell you, and just like you reach a high level of Ava, don't forget, you should also focus on Yirah, and you should be fearful of who your Rav is. Like he said, he's a high-statured person. He can punish you. It's not just about not getting schar. There's also a level of...
Depends upon what's the punishment.
Yeah, there's different punishments. And and just like we get schar for doing good, for doing negative things, we'll lose. We'll get an onus. We'll get a punishment. So you always have to have the Ava and the Yira balance. That's the way the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah both understand the Mishnah. And the reason why we wouldn't focus on this thing, how come we don't go crazy with that story of the Gra, and we all say we don't want our schar, first of all, none of us are on that level. And second of all, the Ram points out that it's a very dangerous thing. The Ram gives us a little bit of a, not on the sheet, but a little bit of a historical background, that the Gemara first, there were two people called Tzaiduk and Baitus, who were people who started movements that went against the Chachamim and went against the Mesorah and the Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Rambam says the source of their veering off the proper path of Torah and Avodas Hashem was this Mishnah. They got carried away with this Mishnah. They understood, and that's where the Rambam explains that the Rebbe has to be very careful when he explains his ideas, that no one can make a mistake. And they made a mistake, and they said, oh, there's no schar. We should serve Hashem without any schar. It must mean that there is no schar. And they said, forget this whole thing. This whole thing is a... It's a sham, because they understood what he was saying, is that there is no schar at all. No, of course, how they misunderstood that is a whole separate, you have to look into it more carefully, but on a basic level, they took the idea too far, and we need the schar there, even according to the second opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, that it should be l'shma. We need the schar maybe in the far back area of our minds. It has to be a somewhat of a motivator, but the main purpose of our avodah is not for schar, and you have to be careful to have all those ideas properly balanced, just like he says, you have to have the ava and the year balanced.
Your everyday mitzvahs that you do.
Okay, like
to. You think when everybody does their everyday mitzvahs, you think with every mitzvah on a general basis that the only reason I'm doing this mitzvah is to mekabel schar for olam haba.
Okay.
You do it because you're an oved Hashem. Right. And that's a good nothing, level. And that's nothing with
level.
Schar.
That's a good level.
I don't think you make a bracha when you go. Everything
but that's
you do,
also because it became.
You, when you
it's a dangerous
day,
thing. Because it became routine for you.
Okay, so whatever it is.
So the routine
I think
might
that's
have.
Basically.
But let's say if you imagine yourself on the beginning of someone's journey, so there, in order to motivate them to even start thinking, let's say, you know, someone who's a Baal Tshuva, so in order to. But before it becomes your routine, what is it for you that's going to get you to go against your human nature and wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning every morning and go to Minyan? So for you...
I think it's even hard for a Baal Tshuva to honestly understand that and grasp that. I think it would be too
much. I'm not, you know, an expert in Kirov, but I don't know the different factors they put in, but obviously I think Schar Olam Haba and could be part of the equation, and you have to balance every part of that. But even for us, you know, in the end of the day, we think, if I don't do this, I'm going to get punished. If I do this, I'm going to get schar. And that is a motivator. So for something that became routine, so then the challenge is, good, so in the routine, the schar is out. You don't have schar in mind. But what do you have in mind? Do you have in mind, this is what I've been doing since I'm 13 years old, and I just do it? Or what Rabbi Yonah is saying, I do this because imagine the thought process when you wake up every morning and you say Mod Ani, and you say Mod Ani with the utmost kavana, and you feel that appreciation, and then you say, oh, I want to put on tefillin, because Hashem just gave me my neshama back, and what I want to do with that neshama is put on tefillin. I definitely don't have those thoughts, and to have those thoughts, that's exactly what it is. Okay, so you're all touching Chaim Madriga, and Isaac asked about Schar Olam Haba, so you're all starting to bring the ideas together. So the question that
I don't want to just finish it. Because Baruch Hu set it up in the schar. I mean, he's the one who created the whole schar business.
Because Hashem wants to be good to us.
That's exactly right. So what's so wrong?
Not wrong. I don't think wrong.
So everything
what could be
you
better?
Schar. On the contrary, that's the way it was set up.
Okay, so
I understand the Ahava aspect of it.
So
right?
the fear is that if you're too focused on Schar, you're going to lose the Ahava. If it's really...
But that's the way it was
Let's define what Schar is. Let's define what Schar is. That'll be a question. Obviously, we don't know...
Just to win or to enjoy the experience.
Well, that's exactly right. If you're a professional football player, so do you play only for the money? Or do you play because
you love the game?
Whole life,
you love
the game.
What's
you
the whole thing of Hidrum?
Also because of Rodriguez and that drug dealer.
What's a Hidrum?
Right.
But what's the definition of a Hiddur
mitzvah? So Hiddur mitzvah is again, you.
But you go out of your way to.
This is exactly. I think we learned this. This is exactly what the Mesillas Yesharim says. I think we learned this. If you love someone, and a father hints to his son. Now, I really like donuts, I think the mashal we gave is. Yeah. So then, the father doesn't have to ask his son every Sunday morning, please have my donut and coffee ready. He knows, he loves donuts. Hiddur mitzvah is you're going to get, you know, the Uri's caramel donut with, you know, all the
Wow.
That's but he's doing, no, and any mitzvah, he's saying the mashal is Hashem's like a...
Good.
So now, what is schar? Right, so obviously the Gemara says we can't imagine what the schar is actually going to be, but to try to understand how it all fits in, we could think about the following question. So the Kli Yakar, a famous Kli Yakar in Parshas Bechukalsai, in the beginning, before the Tocha went up to the Brachos, it's on the sheet, so it's a well-known, you'll see why it's well-known. No, it's not on the sheet, so we're not going to read it inside. Well, it's well-known, so if you can look it up, it's in Parak Chavav, Pasuk Yud Beis, in the Brachos, where after Hashem says, I'm going to give you rain in the right time, and you're going to have fruit, and you're going to be prosperous. Then he says, the Pasuk says, V'nasati mishkani b'sochachem, lo sigal nafshi etchem, my mishkan will be with you, my ruach won't be, Rashi says, won't be disgusted by you, meaning I'll find your actions pleasing, and then you'll reach the madriga v'hishalachti b'sochachem, I'll be able to walk amongst you, v'hishalachem elohim v'atem t'yiluyam. Well, we're all, right, well, a close connection, intimate connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to sum this whole parsha up about the schar that the Torah is promising here, the Mepharshim, the Rambam, the Ramban already point this out, that if you look in these psukim, and if you look, someone mentioned Kabbalah Zavicha V'yasimecha, where the Torah promises us V'harach D'yamim, a long life, all the times the Torah promises us schar, it's physical. Even a long life, even though it's focused towards the spiritual, because that's what life is for, but that's a physical thing, years of our lives. V'nasati gishmechem be'itam, v'nasna aretz yovlo, v'aretz v'eitz asad yitin piryo, all those things are physical. So the Kli Yakar asks, why is it the Torah always talks about physical schar, and leaves out schar of Olam Haba? And he summarizes, this is why it's well known, he summarizes seven answers that he thinks in the Rishonim and the Mefarshim about why schar is not promised in the Torah. The Ram says that the reason why the Torah is talking about these physical things is because the Torah is not even talking about schar. There's two levels. There's a schar Olam Haba, we'll never understand. Then there's these things, v'nasati gishmechem be'itam, and you're going to have fruits, and you're going to be prosperous, and you're going to have a parnasa. So the Rambam says all those are in order that a person should serve Hashem. The schar in the Olam Haba, we don't need to talk about it. That's a mystery, and that shouldn't be a motivating factor. All the schar that the Torah promises is just to add more service of Hashem. If a person's comfortable, and he has the rain that he needs, and he has a nice house, and he has all the things that is Yishev Adas, and he's able to focus, so then he could propel himself higher and serve Hashem more lishma. So that's why the Torah only focuses on how a person is supposed to serve Hashem. That's the point of the Torah. So we don't need to hear about the Schar Olam Haba. But one of the other answers, you could look yourself, like I said, it's Chav Vav Yud Beis if you want to see all seven answers. But one of the other answers, which the Kli Yakar attributes to Rabbeinu B'chaya and the Ibn Ezra, and he says the Ramban already alludes to this idea, is that it comes natural. Schar comes natural to an Ovid Hashem. And this really will answer some of the questions, that we have an Neshama that was given from, comes from a much higher place from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Neshama's natural tendency is to want to cleave to Hashem. And then what Hashem gave us as a Nisayon, He put our Neshama's in a goof, and then we have to try to work out the Nisnionos of this world. So what the Schar is in the end, is that the Neshama will be able to have an attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more a person works on himself and accomplishes mitzvos and serves Hashem l'shma, so then naturally his neshama will have a stronger attachment, a stronger cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, I think if you take that perspective, at least for these opinions, then the mission and the concept that we're describing here works nicely, because we're not saying forget about schar. What we're saying is just focus on the job you have to do. Focus on serving Hashem l'shma. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the motivation for that is because of the chesed that he does for us and his greatness. And then you're going to get schar. You're going to get even more schar. Because if you just focus on the schar, you'll max out at one level. But here you're going to be focused on just getting as high as I can. And the higher that I can get, the more schar I'm going to have, because it's a natural, I'm just bringing my neshama back to where it belongs. So that is a perspective to have that would help to understand where this schar is coming from. And then I think someone mentioned, I forgot who called it out, that it's a very high level. So that is true, and we'll see even how high this level is. So if you look on the sheet, there's a series of five things in a row, five halachas, six halachas in a row, and it's the Rambam and the end of Hilchos Tshuva. It's an interesting discussion. Now, for now, why the Rambam chose to add what he included in Hilchos Tshuva. The first few prakim of Hilchos Tshuva is Tshuva, but then he gets into other questions about free choice, and in the end he talks about Tzchar. And it seems to be that that's what Tshuva is supposed to reach. These levels the Rambam is going to describe is what the purpose of Tshuva is, where it's supposed to bring us. So we'll read Halach Aleph. I think in Halach he quotes our Mishnah, and he quotes our Mishnah in one of these halachos. We won't read everything here, but we'll read Halach Aleph first. Al Yomer Adam Harini Osim Mitzvos HaTorah VeOsik BeChachmasa Kadesh Ekabel Kol HaBrachos HaKsuvos Ba. Okay, this is Eska L'Chayim Olam Haba. I'm going to keep the Torah because I read it, and this Nasati Geshmeichem Be'itam, it sounds like a pretty good thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a farmer, I want my rain, or I could see past the Psukim and I know there's the concept of L'Chayim Olam Haba, and that's what I'm looking forward to. The Ephrosh.
So every farmer who's a good guy is supposed to get rain? I mean, how could that be?
So that's also a question that according to the system that was set up, ideally, yes, but there's a lot of things that, you know, the way the world works, a lot of things get in the way of that. And in a perfect ideal system, yes, that's the way it should be. It should be clear that this is the whole concept of the mud also, that our actions should directly relate to, should have a direct reaction of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now we live in Gullus, and Hashem's hand is not so clear, so then, you know, we can't interpret it all.
So then the process, that left the door all
the which process? No. The serving of Hashem is nothing to do with Olam Haba. And the reward, there's two levels of reward. There's a simple reward that the Torah promises, and then there's much deeper things beyond that the Torah is not going to talk about, because that we don't even know.
The one that it does talk about is...
Right, so you're asking, I think the Rambam answered this, you're asking why is the rewards the Torah talks about only physical rewards. Right. So the Rambam says, because that's not reward. That's just necessary in order to properly serve Hashem. If you're poor, if you're worried about if you're a farmer, and you don't have rainwater, rain. So all your thoughts are the rain. All your thoughts are what's going to happen with my crop. If Hashem says, no, don't worry, you follow my ways.
Only if you get the rain, though.
Then you're able to serve Hashem
if
better.
If you don't get the rain,
so then you can be mad.
Then you have to work harder. That's not right. So that's
You haven't done enough.
You haven't done enough. And then what Abe's raising also is a good point that you know there's tzaddik there's a separate discussion we could. Right.
So, explain why the good guy doesn't get something.
Well, that's the same thing with the farmer.
That's a justification.
That's the answer.
Not a prediction.
No, that's the answer.
All right. If I'm a good guy, I'm supposed to get rain.
Not necessarily.
I'm a good guy, but I'm not good enough, so I didn't get the rain.
No, that's not necessarily true. I get a little rain, or no rain. Maybe your potential is greater, and you're only going to get part of
it. And that's what your nisayon might
because
be?
Because that's part of your nisayon.
Who says you're a good guy?
Yeah. We're assuming that.
No, but don't assume.
But then if I'm a bad guy, not only do I not get the rain, I get creamed.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe your parents were good on you on this.
All right, so we'll try to find the time where we can discuss all these questions. We'll try to find the mission. These are all important questions that we could try in Sadik Varalo, Rosh Vitovlo, but we'll find the mission where that touches upon. So then the person says, fine. So I'm not going to focus on this.
Let it
go. V'efrosh min ha'averos, shehizira Torah mehen, k'dei she'en tzom enatzom enaklolos taksubos b'Torah, k'dei shalol achros michayel ma'ba. And not only am I only going to do the mitzvot because I'm focused on reward, I'm only going to stop and be porish from averos because I'm afraid of the punishment. V'ein roi lo'ovid es Hashem al derech seh. That is not the best way to serve Hashem. She'ovid al derech zeh, ho'ovid me'ira, ve'eno malas ha'neviyim. So the low malas ha'chachamim. You're serving Hashem out of fear. That is not the true high level of the neviyim, the chachamim. Ve'eno malas al derech zeh, el amir aretz. This is the Rambam's time, not for the recording. We'll take the mashal for k'tanim, and we'll be very politically correct here. Right? As people know, it was raised children, so when you have a 5-year-old kid, 6-year-old kid, there's only one way to get him to do anything or to learn, and that's to give him candy. And then when he gets 8 years old, you give him money or Jets tickets. I was talking to Rabbi Rich, who ran they had the inaugural last night, the 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Like Sadaka money?
Gemara Chabura. They had like chickies, and they had, you know, this whole table filled with more of us, you know, 6th, 7th grade learning Gemara. And he said a few kids told him, his parents made a deal with them that they would come to this learning group and they would go to there was like a Giants game 2 nights ago or something.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Sunday night.
That's a quite a deal.
They got to go. Exactly.
That's quite a deal.
So that's a deal. So that's exactly what the Rambam's describing. That's the only way to get right. So eventually, we hope that's got to stop, right? Because no one's promising us. No, they're 6th, 7th, 8th grade, middle school. No one's promising any of that. So what is the proper derech of avodas Hashem? Halacha beis. Ovid me'ava. What is Ovid Ba'ava? According to the Rambam, Rabbi Yonah said it's the Chesed and it's the and the Milos Harav, right? The Milos of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, what should our motivating factor be? Nothing. Not because I'm afraid of the bad or I want to get the good. El also MS, this is a famous line of the Rambam, also MS, Mamnesho MS. I do what I know is true because it's the truth. That's what Lishma means. For its own sake, its own inherent sake, it is the truth, and that's why I want to do it, and that's what we titled this year. In the end, the good will come. V'sofa tova lavo biglala. In the end, it will be good. Don't worry, because if you do the emes from Neishu emes, or we explained based on the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechaya that the schar comes naturally from that. Umayla zuhi mayla gedola meod. As someone said, it's a very high level. V'ein kol chacham. Even a chacham is not zocha la. V'himaylos Avram Avinu shekara Kadosh Baruch Hu ovo l'fishal ovin el miyava v'himaylos shetzivana Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe shenemar v'yaftas Hashem l'kecha. That's true ava. B'zman shi'ovin adam es Hashem ava harui miyad yasa kol mitzvos miyava. Once he loves Hashem, and how does a person get to avas Hashem? The Rambam describes a little bit here, and in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, Chassidus Torah, our person he describes two paths. I think we've discussed this before. Looking out in the world and being inspired by the greatness of Hashem and through Hashem's Torah. The more a person learns Hashem's Torah and realizes what Hashem is all about, he'll be inspired to love Hashem. And then he describes, again, a very high level. This is just unbelievable to read. The Ketzer Hi'ava Halach Gimel Haru'uya Shehu Hashem Ava Gedol Yisera Azim Be'od. What is this level that you're supposed to reach when you serve Hashem L'shma? You have such a strong love for Hashem. Achitei Nashel Kshura Ba'avas Hashem. Your soul is attached to the lovingness of Hashem. V'nimsa Shogeh Ba'tamid. Ki'ila Chola Chola Yava. You're lovesick. That's a literal translation. You're always focused on it. You can't get your mind off of it. She'ein Data Pnuya Mi'avas Oso Ya'isha. He gives the mashal of someone who's madly in love with a woman. He's just obsessed. He can't stop thinking about her. That's the way people speak. For who shogeh ba'tamid ben b'shifto ben b'komo, he goes to sleep, he's thinking about it. He gets up, he's thinking about it. Maybe he can't sleep because he's so excited about it. Ben b'shashu ochel v'shosa. Yasim izet ti'avas Hashem b'leiv ovov shogeh ba'tamid k'moshe tzivan. Even more than that man who's lovesick, our love for Hashem should be. K'moshe tzivan b'chol levavcha. Just read the simple translation of Chumash. B'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. With your everything. Who should shlomo omer derech mashal ki cholas ava ani. Shlomo Melech says he's lovesick in Shir HaShirim, and if you read all of Shir HaShirim, that's what it's right. Chol Shir HaShirim, Mashal Hulinyan Zeh, and that's why the Mishnah says that Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim, because it's the highest level of the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ram goes on about that, and then he quotes our Mishnah in Halacha Hey. For not just mitzvahs, but even learning Torah. If someone says, I'm going to learn Torah because I'm going on a dangerous trip and I want everything to be good, so before I go, I'm going to learn every morning. Before I go, I'm going to learn a Daf Gemara. So that's lo lishma. Lo li yirav, lo li kabaschar, mne avas adon kol arich etziva ba, hari ze osik ba lishma. V'amru chachamim, our Mishnah, about liolam al yasik adam b'tarim afila shalol lishma, shemitoch shalol lishma,
Balashma. That's a great line.
Lefichach, we'll talk about that. Because Shmulandan is hektanim, v'sa nashim, v'chal ami aretz. Eim alandan el sar el. So then you have to start with this. Achid tis rabbi daitan, then you'll understand better. V'yis chachmu chachmu yisayim, v'gulam lem raz mat mat. Then you start to teach them, and you teach them our Mishnah, that it should be shalom and ask the kabbal pras. Right, in Halacha Dalet, he quotes our Mishnah, same idea. So this is unattainable, right? Especially Halacha Gimel, what you're supposed to reach. Can't hard to imagine getting up, going to sleep, being so focused on the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in our Parsha, we have a clue into how to achieve that, and how to achieve at least working at it. Because as Jay said, he loves that, you know, the way that says, Mitoch Shalol Lishma Balishma, that's where we all start. And there always has to be, every time a person moves up in a level, there has to be a little bit of Lolo Shema motivation that's going to get him to make that next jump until you reach these high levels. So it's important to realize that we're going to start with Lolo Shema, but we talk to Lolo Shema, Bolo Shema. We have to realize that on the top of the ladder is this Halacha Gimel where he describes the person who is Cholas Ava Ani. So where do we see these steps? So we know in the Parsha that as Yaakov Avinu was on his way to the house of Lavan, and it was a very trying, difficult time for him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him in a dream. Then Malachim appeared to him in a dream when he's on the Har HaBayis. And the Torah says, V'yichalom v'hinei sulam mutzav arza v'rov shemegi ha-shmaima v'hinei malchi Elohim olim v'yardim bo. He sees the ladder, he sees the Malachim going up and down, and Rashi explains it's Malachi Chutz La'aretz are coming down, and Malachi Eretz Yisrael are coming up, and now they're going to escort him into Chutz La'aretz, and he needs that extra protection from the Malachim. And it's interesting that the Pasuk describes the Malachim are going up and down. And there's another Medrash that describes that the Malachim are showing Yaakov that his face was like Chakak on the Kisei HaKavod. And some of Farshim points to the idea that the Malachim were kind of acting out. They were giving Yaakov Avinu like a message that they represent him. That's what he's going through. His neshama, Olim V'yardim Bo. So it said the Pasuk says that the Malachim are going up and down. So there's a Gra in Mishlei, I think it's in the 15th parak, the 12th parak. I'm bringing the Pasuk here, I couldn't find the Gra in Mishlei in the base Medrash. I'll have to ask Jerry where it is. But the Gra in Mishlei, and Chaim Volozhin, or his Talmud, develops this idea, and the Gra has this idea in a number of places. He says, what's the difference between a person, which we all are, and a Malach, which, you know, we're Not yet. We're trying to be the best people we could be, but we're not Malachim. So we'll, in terms of this aspect, we'll never be Malachim, and we don't want to be Malachim when it comes to this aspect. He says that a person, by definition, is called a Holich. He's moving. He's going. He says he's on an incline. When you're walking up an incline, if you stop walking, then you're automatically going down. The definition of a person is to be moving, step by step, up the hill. A Malach, he says, is an Omid. And it says, the Pasuk in Zechariah says, V'nasati es a Right, the pasuk in Zechariah when he has the image, so he says that there are omdim between the mahalchim. The omdim are referring to malachim. They stand in place. They have no growth. They are what they are. They're spiritual beings. They have a certain understanding of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we don't, and they do their job and they stay there. There's no nisyonos for them. There's no growth for them. But a person's a holich, and that's part of the dream. On a simpler level, there's a lot of deeper levels to it of what Yaakov Avinu saw. He saw the malachim elokim all in the yardim bo. Malachim aren't supposed to be going up and down,
right.
but what they were teaching Yaakov that this is, they were showing him that it's a mashal. That's what he's going through. He needs to be able to go up the ladder, and especially when he's going through difficult times in his life in which he was. And the malachim were teaching him this lesson that he's a mahalach. And the more you have that in mind, the easier it is to grasp, oh, these are very high levels. It's true they're very high levels, but that's what we are. We're defined as mahalchim, as people who walk. And we're on an incline. There is the top of a mountain. If you keep going step by step, so then a person can achieve, and then you'll ask, well...
Don't we have all the examples in the Torah where we encounter malachim that they're actually in motion?
Yeah, it doesn't mean... I don't think it means physically, literally. It means in terms of their spiritual aspirations, that they are... They're set. Their job is where they are. There's no growth for them.
They got one job, they got
a... And the times in the Torah when they come as physical beings is a whole separate thing. The Rambam thinks that all those things are just dreams. The Ramban has a big discussion about that. We learned that last year. Excellent. So now, but then you'll say, okay, fine, we're growth oriented, we're walking, we're always growing, but still, how do you even come close to this level? So there's another pasuk that we point to in this week's parsha, when Rachel was naming the children of for her shivcha, for Zilpah. So one of the children that she had is Naftali. V'tamar Rachel Naftali Elohim Naftali Gam Imachosi Gam Yichalti V'tikra Shema Naftali. So he called her this lashon of Naftali. What does it mean, Naftali? So Rashi quotes one opinion, and then he quotes another opinion. Vani Mifarish lashon Akeshu Psaltal, something that's all tied up, wound up. Nis Akashti V'hiparti Pritzos V'Naftulim Harbi L'Makom L'Yos Shavala Achosi. I was very determined. I was in action. I was stubborn. Stubbornness is the word I was looking for. I was stubborn in order that I should equal to my sister, and therefore I had this other, through my shifcha, I had this other child. And Rav Hudner has a letter in the Geras Pachad Yitzchak where he's writing to someone who describes his struggles in Avodas Hashem, and I'm trying and I want to become great, but I'm not succeeding. And Rav Hudner quotes the pasuk, Shevel, you pull tzaddik v'shalasim yikom, that a tzaddik falls 7 times, but he comes up 10 times more than that. Every time the tzaddik falls, he gets up even higher. And he says, if you look at our gedolim, his example, the Chavetz Chaim, so they didn't become the Chavetz Chaim overnight. They were persistent, and they kept at it, and they were stubborn. And you fall, and a stubborn person falls, right? A kid who needs to learn how to walk falls, but they're stubborn. Kids are stubborn. They need to get back up. And to have this in mind, that the mahalchim, that's not enough, though. It has to be that a person has to have a certain... I have to be in action. I have to be a little bit stubborn. And the stubborn person says, I'm not going to budge. And there are certain things that we shouldn't budge about. And if we have that in mind and walking up the hill, so then eventually, you know, if we work hard enough, we'll be able to maybe touch on some of the levels that we described.